WF House presents an unabridged recording of How to Be True by Daisy May Johnson, narrated by Charlie Sanderson. Chapter 1. This is a story about three things. 1. A painting. It is called Les Roses Blanches, which in English means the white roses, and it is a very precious thing indeed. All paintings are precious, of course, but this one is particularly so. It has survived love and loss, and the sort of sadness that can rest so deep inside your heart that you do not even know it is there. 2. Footnotes. A footnote is a piece of information that I want to tell you, and normally they are indicated by a little number next to the word with the rest of it written at the bottom of the page. I think that footnotes are written at the bottom because if they were written at the side, then they would be called elbow notes. But because you are listening to the story and don't technically have pages in front of you, I have decided to just tell you about them as we go along. 3. A very small and revolutionary plant shop on the Rue de la Vérité, a street full of buns, pastries and rebellion, right in the heart of Paris. Chapter 2. A girl named Marianne. When she was 14 years old, Marianne Montfort had been sent out to find a job. She was not particularly happy about this, but she had not been happy about anything since her family had moved to France and left the country of her birth far behind. It was the sort of sadness that had begun to rule her every waking moment. She would find it talking to her as she laid the table for lunch, or whispering in her ear as she tried to make friends at school. "You do not belong here. This is not your home." Her parents knew about this sadness, for they had their own. Her father had started a new life teaching at a university in Paris and felt that somebody would tell him that they had made a mistake with every lecture he took or student that he spoke to. And her mother had found a job in a local shop and bit her tongue when somebody pretended that they did not understand her accent or what she was saying to them. It was only the knowledge that their family was safe and together that kept their sadness and worry.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?